Exclusive: Conservatives launch crowdfunded congressional pork map to expose corruptive earmarks. By Sean Moran on June 16, 2021. Russ Vought, former President Donald Trump's White House Budget Director, President of the Center for Renewing America, CRA, and Tom Jones, American Accountability Foundation, AAF, President, will launch the Congressional Pork Map Accountability Project on Thursday, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. Vought and Jones's goal is to expose Republican and Democrats' most corruptive earmarks and hold lawmakers accountable for their lobbying for pork in various bills. The Uffin CRA project aims to hold Republicans and Democrats accountable for stuffing legislation with special interest projects. The Congressional Pork Map Project serves as an interactive map so that Americans can see where lawmakers added earmarks to their districts. Further, the project allows constituents to add info about the projects to expose potential interests at play with earmarks. Vought said in a statement Thursday that the American people have a right to know if their representative is pursuing wasteful and corruptive pet projects. He said, "Earmarks are a conduit for overspending and erode the boundaries of our federal government, which are already far out of control. Americans have a right to know what politicians are doing with their tax dollars and expose wastful and corruptive pet projects. Pork Map goes a step further by allowing taxpayers to hold their own elected officials accountable and bring earmarks into the open." Jones said earmarks lead to corruption. "Earmarks are the currency of corruption, enabling bloated, wasteful spending. Democrats, enabled by some Republicans, have brought back the practice in order to allow Democrats to use earmarks as leverage to pass their radical agenda." The Pork Map Project also contains detailed reports on earmarks exposing some of the leading and most problematic earmarks requested by Congress, including Representative Dan Newhouse, RWE, $2,458,649 to Wenatchee Valley College will go to provide student support services for white privilege education, Black Lives Matter propaganda, and Dreamers, or illegal aliens. Representative Mark Pocan, DY, proposed $400,000 in federal taxpayer dollars for the Cranberry Research Station. Representative Henry Keeler, DTX, requested $5 million for a bridge to Mexico. Representative Raul Grijalva, Diaz, proposed $645,000 to a beautification effort to replace lamp poles because Grijalva wants to provide for a consistent style along the roadway. Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, requested $300,000 to put urinals in women's restrooms in a theater in Seattle, Washington, to provide restrooms accessible to transgender and gender nonconforming people. Representative Mike Simpson, RID, proposed the $7,750,000 U.S. Sheep Experiment Station ARS infrastructure improvement to facilitate grazing lands and sheep industry genetic research. House Republicans and Democrats brought back earmarks this congressional term after then-House Speaker John Boehner, RO, ended the practice in January 2011 after Republicans backed the House majority during the Tea Party movement. House Republicans voted 10 years later, this term, to overturn the House GOP's ban on earmarks. Representative Chip Roy, RTX, said in March 2021, "We've got $30 trillion in debt, and people are tired of the swamp. And the GOP should be ashamed of itself if it jumps headfirst right back into the swamp." Breitbart News' Jill Polak called the House Republican vote to restore earmarks a betrayal of the voters, which undermined one of the remaining legacies of the Tea Party. Next week, the House will finalize requests so that Republicans and Democrats could quietly adopt earmark requests. However, often CRA's pork map will continue to track every earmark requested by Democrats and Republicans. Jones said, "Pork map is a tool that will allow local activists to understand who is requesting earmarks and where the wasteful projects are in their communities so they can hold their elected officials accountable." Check out the Pork Map Project, which launches Thursday. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.